This is the Celt Father. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic geek musician, and one of the highlights of my Celtic invasion vacations is playing music for my invaders. That's because the setting is usually small and intimate. The music is often requested by my invaders, who enjoy the many shades of Celtic music that I play. On the Celtic invasion of Cornwall, we had a beautiful house in Instow. I pulled out my otter harp and played a few songs for a couple of evenings. You will enjoy one of those shows in a moment. The show is performed in the kitchen after one of my home-cooked meals. I should point out that Instow is actually in Devon, but oh well. Before I share the show, I want to let you know that I play concerts live on the internet. I have several of those in October, and on Thursday, October 20th, 2016, at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, I will play my third annual Halloween music special, performing spooky Halloween stories about death, ghosts, murders, and all sorts of haunted fun. You can subscribe to my internet concert mailing list, and I will send you emails only when I have a big internet concert. Go to KeltFather.com/watch to sign up today. All right, let's get on with the show.
All right.
There's a lot kind of my head. I wish that I were dead, for I don't think you'll ever let me be. Well, he's hit me with the gold, the fire air so bold, I strangle him and leave him in the street. And he says to me,
oh, it's a very flat.
He called out to me a herb, but each time I share, I know that I am learning. He hides his head while my friends the chest. There's a leprechaun in my room. He swats me with the broom. That's the reason I forget the words of the song. Oh, he shows a four-leaf clover before my song is over. He's buried it in a bowl of Lucky Charms. And then he says to me,
oh, you're a rich laddie.
You call that thing a worm. But each time I share, the Lord, I am learning. He hides his head while my friends the chant. There's a leprechaun on the floor. He says that I am a bore. His eyes begin to glaze and he starts to yawn. Oh, he needs a note to sleep, but I can see when I am eaten. He's watching me with envy deep inside. And then he says to me,
ah, oh, you're Irish, buddy.
We call that her. But each time I share, the road I'm learning, he hides his head while my friends the chant. La-ti-da-dilly-dee-da-la-ti-da-ti-da-la-ti-da-dilly-dee-da-la-ti-da-ti-da-die. Oh, la-ti-da-dilly-dee-da-la-ti-da-ti-da-la-ti-da-dilly-dee-da-die. There's a leprechaun on the hill, and he knows gold is there. So I grab him by the neck, but he gets away. Well, the pot's too heavy, he giggles. So he makes me just a little anything. So I fuggle as I run away. And then he says to me,
ah, you're an Irish laddie.
You call that ting a herb. But each time I share, the Lord I am learning, he hides his head while my friends the chant. La ti da dilly di da la ti da ti da la ti da dilly dilly di. Oh, la ti da dilly di da la ti da ti da la ti da dilly dilly di. And then he says to me,
ah, you're a Irish laddie.
We call that ting a herb. But each time I share, the Lord I am learning, he lifts his head and he sings along.
Kind of late, so I think I should sing a lullaby. I know.
Uh-oh.
This is a very sweet song. I don't want you all to fall asleep at once, but you know. But you can get, it's called close your eyes, so feel free to close your eyes. Close your eyes and sleep. There are demons in your dreams. Go to sleep, my darling. There's a demon underneath your bed. The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Stay in your bed. There are landmines on the floor. The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Sugar and spice and everything nice. Why do you think we say that? It's so the demons underneath your bed will want to eat you up. Used to have a sister. She wouldn't go to sleep. So the demons underneath her bed ate her up. Not call for your mother. Who is it that you think who let the demons in to eat you up?
Caught on.
Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. Who can account for the taste of demons? The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Baby, don't you cry, or the demons won't wait till you fall asleep before they eat you up. My father sang this song to me, but he slipped and he fell on a landmine. And the demons underneath my bed ate him up. That is not a blanket. Good night.
You're going to have to tell Inara that you had an older, sister, otherwise she's going to be confused. It's like, wait, what is Inara?
All right, any requests, anything y'all want to hear?
Bribing song?
What?
The bribing song?
So this song, before I start, is, for those who don't know, it's called the Middle Earth Bragging Song. And when I was reading Lord of the Rings, I was noticing a pattern where every time the hobbits, as they exited the Shire, came across a new race, it seemed like it was the oldest race ever. And so I decided to write a song about them bragging about the fact that they're the oldest race ever. So thus was born this Middle Earth Bragging Song. We're the race of men, conquer valleys and glens. We build huge towers to the sky. We're strong, we're bold. Though it be hot or cold, we'll fight everyone till we die. But we'll never give up the mountain as long as hope remains. And you will never see a race as old as we're the race of dwarves and dark caverns we forge and shape the ore that we mine. We're stout with beers, but give us a beer, and
the gold that we find. But we'll never give up the mountain as long as there's money to be made. And you will never see a race as old as we. The race of elves in force we dwell, at one with the earth and the sky. We're the race first born, and our only concern is how close to our gardens you lie. But you will never give up the mountain, at least till our time is done. And you will never see a race as old as we're. The race of ants and werewolves was meant when they said there are shepherds to trees. We've grown stuffy and slow since the ant wives left home, and many of us have fallen asleep. But we'll never give up the mountain. The trees are there to defend. And you will never see a race climb as old as we. I am Tom Bombadil. I can never stand still. I've too many creatures to see. I've many songs to sing and a wife and a scream. So listen to the little to call me. But I'll never give up the mountain or say I'm the oldest alive. We'll probably see a hobbit climbing a tree. And it won't matter, diddle. It won't fiddle, diddle. It won't matter, diddle, how high.
All right. Other requests?
She doesn't share my musical taste.
Well, yes,
what?
I,
a little. Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, what do you got?
I'm sorry. What do you got? You don't have to call me out. You're right.
I'll do some Metallica.
I totally forgot.
I'll go straight into Metallica. Okay. As I was going over the Park Bay Cherry Mountains, Captain Farrell had hit the money he was counting. I first produced the pistol, and then produced the rapier thing. Send him to Liverpool, I am old deceiver. Mushering, da-ba-do-da-ba-da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. And whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would see me. But the devil take the women for, they never can be easy. Mushering, never do, never da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber, all for to take slumber. I dreamt of gold jewels, and for sure was no wonder. When Jenny took me charges, and she filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mooshering, da ba do da ba da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning, as I was up to travel. The guards were all around me, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, she stole away my rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mooshering, da ba do da ba da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. With whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning, as I was up for travel. The guards were all around me as I repeated this verse. I couldn't feel the pistol, so she stole away the rapier. But I couldn't see the water, so a prisoner I still wasn't there taking. Rushing the room of God. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. And whiskey in the jar. Now some men take delight in the drinking and the blowing. Others take delight in all the gambling and the smoking. But I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mooshering, da-ba-do-da-ba-da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Mooshering, da-ba-do-da-ba-da. Whack for the daddy-o. Right before the daddy, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Or tip the bar.
That was awesome.
There, yeah. It's nice to talk.
Well, whiskey.
Thank you for cleaning up.
Hey, well, you know, you are so helpful. Breakfast every morning, and you're doing stuff in your company. We can all share.
I had a song a moment ago. Oh, I know what it was. This is a song that I don't sing a whole lot, so I'm going to try to wing it. It has a nice part for you. It is a good sing-along, so I need your help for singing this, okay? So it goes like this. All right, everyone ready for this? This is the chorus. You got to learn this chorus really. Okay, it goes like this.
I don't sing. No.
I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. Here with the audience, it's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be. You got that?
Yeah.
Come on, we can all do it together. I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience, it's you we came to see. So get to work and leave me be. One more time. I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience. It's you we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be. When you go out to the play, do the actors up and say, all right, everyone together, say my lines. Well, folk singers get away with this practice every day, cause they think you people got no spine. Well, it's time to stand and fight and defend your basic right to be quiet anytime you choose. When the kumbayas begin, it's no crime and it's no sin to stand up and holler, I refuse! I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience, it's you we came to see. You're supposed to train us, you're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me be. Can a trucker pass the buck and say, let's all drive my truck? Can a surgeon holler, everybody cut? Well, folk singers all expect you to drop your self-respect and laugh like some demented nut. See, it's a big folk singer's thing to say, let's everybody sing. It's supposed to show our camaraderie. Well, the odds are pretty strong. I paid you the song. So why should you do my job for free? I just ask you, I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience, here we came to see. You're not supposed to train us. You're supposed to entertain us. So get to work and leave me. All together now. I will not sing along. Keep your stupid song. We're the audience, here we came to see.
Press the energy.
Yes.
Good work.
Just the man. Women can do better than that. Come on.
That's the first time I've heard him sing it. He does that lovely at Kraken. So it used to be Andrews.
Well, I have learned a few of his songs, so I have forced to because
he won't sing.
No, because several people keep requesting it at the pub. So yeah. I've been forced to.
Christmas time in Texas?
Like that one. I'm not doing that one.
That's, Angels Lament?
No. Yeah, songs.
Lily the Pink.
Here's a story
a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little sad, a little bit pink and a medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Meet Ebenezer, thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a funeral home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome. We'll drink and drink and drink till Lillian paints the paint 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 the paint. We'll drink the drink the drink to Lily the paint the paint the paint the savior up.
Savior up.
The human race. She invented medicinal compound. Most efficacious in every case. And Johnny Hammer had terrible stammer. He could barely say a word. So we gave him medicinal compound. And now he sleeps. But never hurt. We'll drink the drink the drink to Lily the pink the pink the pink to save her up. She invented medicinal compound. It was efficacious in every case. And Freddie Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his console they rubbed medicinal compound. And now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink the drink the drink to Lily the pink the pink the pink the save her race. She invented medicinal compound, was efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. And on his body was medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink the drink the drink to Lily the pink the pink the pink to save her up. Save her up. She invented medicinal compound, was efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells they did ring. They brought with them medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing. We'll drink the drink the drink to Lily the pink the pink the pink to save her up. And the human race, she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink the drink the drink to Lily the pink the pink the pink to save her up. The human race, she invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Oh my god, you remember everyone.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've gotten better at
this
stuff.
What was the one about the actor?
I'll finish. Yes, I'll do that. Okay. I'll come back. I'm gonna finish up with that one. Paddy McCullough was a fine young actor. He played the sweet son McCullough. He had a voice like a church bell ringing. People would gather and they'd say, there's a man who will play for the king. There's a man who will sing for the queen. The world's a stage for this fine young actor. If Paddy could find his way. McCullough played for all the Irons. He played for lords and for ladies. The women blushed when he took the stage. He had a way of making ladies faint. They'd say, there's a man who will play for the king. There's a man who will sing for the queen. The world's a stage for this fine young actor. If
find his way. The king saw Patty in the theater, a noble actor with a regal demeanor. The king was laughing and the queen was blushing when Patty walked through the door. They said, there's a man who will play for the king. There's a man who'll sing for the queen. The world is stage for this fine young actor, and Patty can find his way. Lived a life of leisure, the chief actor in the king's own play. He sang for lords and he sang for ladies until his dying day. They said, there's a man who played for God in heaven. There's a man who teaches the angels to sing. The world is staged for this fine young actor. Oh, Patty found his way. There's a man who played for the king. There's a man who will sing for the queen. The world is staged for this fine young actor. Well, Patty found his way. I found his way. Ooh, Patty found his way. Patty found his way.
I do too, right? It was nice to be discovered.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are her light, the finest. I already screwed that up, didn't I?
Yeah.
Black is the color of my cat's fur. Her whiskers are light, the finest myrrh. She has the sweetest eyes, the gentlest paws. And I love the flowers that only fall. I love my cat, and well she knows. I love the crown that nails I clip from her toes. At the end of the day, I come home to her, cradled in my arms. I massage her neck, she purrs. Black is the color my cat's fur. Her whiskers are light, the finest myrrh. She has the sweetest eyes, the gentlest paws. And I love the ground where on which they fall. I'll go to the pound and I'll mourn and weep till the stray kill all, and more will keep. I'll write Congress this letter, bidding spare cat lives, and I'll sing this song 10,000 times. Black is the color of my cat's fur. Her whiskers are light, the finest myrrh. She has the sweetest
the gentlest falls, and I love the ground where on they fall. Yes, I love the ground where on they fall. Oh, I love the ground where on they fall. Alright, I'm going to do two more songs, and one is another cat song because it's new, and for my Sea Shanties for Cat Lovers album when I eventually record it. It'll be perfect for the Falmouth International Sea Shanty Festival. I'll go meow songs while everyone else is singing. Yeah, that's all I have to say. This is a, based on the Ming Li book song. See the glass cats, watch its flash cats, see the liquid roll off of the table, see your human in their socks cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Little girl holds a full sippy cup, doesn't drink all of the juice up. She leaves for school, then the bottle lands with a splash. Your feet get sticky on the floor. See the glass cats, watch it splash cats, see the liquid roll off of the table, see your human in their socks cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Humans watching TV distracted, or they leave to use the bathroom, jump up on the coffee table, then knock the milk down and pick it up. See the glass cats, watch it splash cats, see the liquid roll off of the table, see your human in their socks cats, as they step in the puddle you made. Ice cold glass of water at bedtime, set it down not far from the pillow. Conquer liquid at England one morning, so knock the glass down and you're satiated. See the glass cats, watch its glass cats, see the liquid roll off of the table, see your human in their socks cats, as they step in the puddle you made. What care we if we're done drinking? What we care about is physics in motion. Tap the glass cats, watch it jiggle. If it doesn't tip over, then knock it again. See the glass cats, watch it splash cats, see the liquid roll off of the table. this heaven, the puddle you made.
All right, one last song.
And then it's bedtime.
Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll eat pigs' corn someday. I was 12 years old. My daddy brought me here. Two brothers who love to laugh. But 10 to 20 is money holes. We lost our laughing muscles. Couples lost their lives, mother's gas. Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll be picking for a moose someday. My daddy raised one fist to tell the boss he's pissed. Another to the foreman on third shift. But when he raised a shovel to protest his lowest troubles, he was shot down and dumped in the muddy pit. Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave pigs for a moose someday. Woman's all I know, I'm still love enough to go and take my own gray boys far from here. Maybe another place much worse than this here cold verse. Till then I drink my Monahan's for cheer. Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave pigs for me someday. Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave him for a moose someday. Won't you pour me a glass of my mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. Pour me a glass of my mother's milk, we'll leave him for a moose someday.
All right, thank you so much. I'll play some more another day, but that's all for tonight. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the food and everything too. Everyone had a good time.
Oh,
say so in the microphone real quick.
Yeah.
Feel free to lie.
Are you again?
Hey, shut up, man. Thanks so much.
If you want to experience one of these shows firsthand, then join me on my Celtic invasion of Brittany. Next year's trip is scheduled for June 3rd through 10th, 2017. Subscribe to the mailing list to join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Special thanks to all of my gunrunners on Patreon. They pledge a dollar or more per month to support my music. You can too, and you'll get free music, early versions of songs and lyrics, behind-the-scenes podcasts, and first look at new videos. You can find details on Patreon through my link at markgun.net. The Celt Father is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, then please post a review on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. I want to invite you again to my website at KeltFather.com. You can subscribe to my mailing list and download my free album. You'll enjoy hours of music plus a few free gifts. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.